We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've been trying to figure out what Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, was talking about this morning, and it must be a nothing burger because there's been no breaking news on this. He had a scheduled speech to a group in Washington, D.C., fueling speculation that he might say something important, and clearly that has not happened, at least to the standpoint that it would make a headline like, I resign, or we need to lower interest rates because it's clear the economy's ready for it. He didn't say any of that. So if we hear anything else before the end of the show, we will bring it to you. I promise you that. Right now we are getting ready for Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, who is, among other things, going to play a big role in the wording on the ballot for Amendment 3, the new version of Amendment 3 on abortion. And we're going to talk to him about that, among other things, coming up here in the next few minutes. About 8:20, we'll get to him. And my friend Ryan Wiggins is going to join us this morning as too, because he is interested in talking about Jerome Powell and the Fed and all of that. Before we found out that Powell was speaking this morning, even though we're not quite sure what he had to say. I mean, I have scoured news sites, Kim, and I can't find anything on what Powell was talking about in this meeting. So it must have really been nothing.
I was just looking on X to see if I could find anything.
Nothing?
Nothing. I mean, I'll keep looking, but I'm very confused what is going on here.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either, but of course, we're monitoring that. By the way, if you missed our interview earlier with Todd Pyro or John Lamping, you can always go back and pick those up on the podcast, wherever you normally get your podcasts, on Spotify or Apple, wherever it happens to be, on our website, 971talk.com, on the Odyssey app. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can also hit the rewind button, and you can go back and listen that way. Just one more way to take 97.1 with you no matter where you're going. Right now, I want to get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I know exactly what happened in that debate. You give him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on the stage and he looks like he's a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, that's all that was wrong with Joe Biden during that debate. He just had Ambien the night before, and then he looked like a deer in the headlights. Nothing to see here, according to his son, the upstanding Hunter Biden.
Well, the president reserves the right to weigh into the race if he chooses. He has weighed in with respect to saying that New Yorkers absolutely cannot afford to elect this communist who is running.
Caroline Leavitt not sparing any words there for Zohran Mamdani, the Democrat mayoral candidate up in New York, and she says that President Trump very well might weigh in on that race.
There's absolutely zero reason that someone who is scum of the earth like this should be running loose on the streets of New York City. He was arrested 4 different times in New York City, and because of the mayor's policies and sanctuary city policies, was released back to do harm.
Yeah, shame on you, Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York. The guy that shot the Border Patrol agent had been released 3 or 4 times back into the public instead of being deported out of the country.
What we need to do is examine the entire Federal Reserve institution and whether they have been successful.
That is Scott Bessent there, of course, the Treasury Secretary, talking about the fact that we don't know what the Fed's doing. Sometimes it appears the Fed doesn't know what the Fed's doing. What they're doing is not in the interest of the economy, clearly, in my opinion, obviously. And maybe we ought to examine it. He said if it was any other department of the government, we would take a hard look at it and maybe audit it. But because it's the Fed and it's run by all the most powerful people in the country, that's clearly not going to happen. How they overspent hundreds of millions of dollars on some building that they're building, and there's no oversight. They've requested the records and they won't turn them over. So now there may be an investigation into that. I don't know. I bring it up just because we are waiting to find out what happened with Jerome Powell this morning. And we don't know the answer to that at all.
Mark, it kind of ties into us chatting about the Fed. But we do know is that our friend Taylor Riggs, I just saw this breaking news. Taylor Riggs had her baby.
Oh, she did.
We would normally have her on Wednesday morning. And she not only had her baby on Friday morning, she had her baby in the back of a Lyft.
What?
She was on. She said she only labored at home for about 2 hours. And told her doula, hey, I think we need to go to the hospital. So they're on their way. They're stuck in traffic trying to dodge potholes. And baby comes out in the back seat.
No
doula
kidding.
Delivered the baby in the back of a Lyft.
Did they name the baby Lyft by chance?
they thought about that.
L-Y-F-T.
Yeah, I think it's a really good name. Yeah, it sounds like something Elon Musk would name one of his kids. Louisa. And I guess it's a special meaning for her family because it's her husband's grandfather's name is Lewis, and then Adeline is her daughter's great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. Anyway, it goes back to, I guess, their family ties and names.
So
and
what's the name?
Louisa.
Mm-hmm. Louisa Adeline.
Well, I know it's Louisa. I don't know if Adeline's the middle name. I just think that may have been how they came up with maybe the first name. But anyway, there's pictures of the entire, well, it looks like a bunch of nurses who were rushing out on the street trying to get her out of the lift.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just saw that. So Taylor, like I said, would normally be joining us tomorrow on the show, but it sounds like she will be needing a replacement.
Are we going to maybe get one of her co-hosts on the Big Money Show?
Well, that's the hope. I'll have to ask.
That's good. I congratulations to her. What a beautiful baby, too.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful baby. Well, good for her. What, she's just a little bit of an underachiever, don't you think? Runs marathons. She ran a marathon while she was pregnant with this baby.
She posted a picture of herself running. She's like, I ran up until I was 38 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to jump around to a song with my son the other night, and it was, if you would have had a camera on me, you would have made fun of me so bad. I can barely hop.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely not running marathons.
All right. So I know. If you're listening to the show this morning, you've heard this entirely too many times, but I'm going to play it one more time just to read you the reaction of somebody to it now that I've just gotten on Twitter. So steal yourself, Kim. I'm going to play this one more time at least this hour
because
it's my favorite bite.
You can go to a your neighborhood convenience store and just get. Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mayonnaise jar of cocaine and baking soda.
A mayonnaise jar of cocaine and baking soda, and you can make your own crack from apparently from Walgreens. I don't know.
You know those Halloween costumes or anything that goes viral? Like the couple with the astronomer guy? You know,
yes.
They've already seen like the kit for what you need to be that couple. It's going to be like this for Hunter about how to make your own crack cocaine.
So interestingly, Mark Penn, who is a past advisor to both President Clinton and Hillary Clinton, right? This is a guy who's no fan of Donald Trump and has at least vocally been a supporter of the Bidens, at least initially, and when he was president of the United States, had this to say about Hunter Biden this morning. This is his ex post. "My stomach churns at seeing a foul-mouthed Hunter Biden attack the world. He's out of jail only because Dad pardoned him after he carried out a $20 million shakedown of shady foreign interest with the consent and participation of Joe Biden, and he paid no taxes on it. This was followed by fake painting sales. His laptop was 100% real, and what it revealed was horrific on all counts. From living with his dead brother's wife, to fueling endless cocaine binges, to abusing the trust of his dad's office, no one should pay him one iota of attention." That's from Democrat strategist Mark Penn.
There's been a lot of Democrats coming out and slamming other Democrats. I think they're so lost, and they're throwing spaghetti at the wall right now and trying to see what sticks. And none of it is sticking, by the way.
It might stick to Hunter. I don't know. Depends on whether he has a straw or not, for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. There's a lot of talk over the wording of that next amendment that's going to be on the ballot to try to reverse the damage from Amendment 3. So we're going to get to that for you.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. All right, welcome back. So, of course, we've talked a lot about Amendment 3 when it was put on the ballot, when the millions of dollars of lying ads ran on media all across the state of Missouri, and Missouri voters went to the polls and somehow approved allowing abortion up until birth in the state of Missouri. It's now ensconced in the Missouri Constitution. It's just the latest, most glaring example of the failures of this state to control access to its Constitution. by at least raising the bar and making that threshold a little bit higher if you're going to amend the Missouri Constitution. So now we got a mess on our hands, and they have introduced HJR 73, which passed the legislature this year, that will put a different version of this back on the ballot next November. We have Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins on the phone with us this morning. And Mr. Secretary, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, yeah, thank you for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate that. I saw that you recently had a commentary, an opinion piece that you put down in the Springfield Newsleader talking about this common sense approach in HJR 73 to try to fix what happened last fall.
Yes, most certainly. You know, Missouri is a pro-life state, and unfortunately, with the election this past November, Amendment 3 was put into the Missouri Constitution, which allows basically open access abortion, taxpayer funded abortions, everything that I believe that Missourians stand against. And we had millions and millions of dollars come in from out of state special interest in order to run some pretty slick ads and to get that barely passed.
Well, now the question is, it goes back on the ballot. There was a big debate last time about the language on the ballot that was misleading, in my opinion. I mean, I liked what former Secretary Ashcroft had put in there originally. The court went in after a challenge and changed it, and I just don't think most people did their research.
I would agree. I mean, like I said, when you got millions and millions of dollars coming in with put together some pretty slick ads, you know, it everything sounded exact opposite of what I actually did on Amendment 3, in my opinion, this past November. And so I know the legislature is working hard to fix that and actually passed something that's going to go on the ballot in 2026. It's also going to be Amendment 3. But if you are pro-life in the state of Missouri, you want to vote yes on Amendment 3 in 2026. It's just still allows for abortion, the case of rape or incest, as well as the case of life and health of the mother. And so those are the exceptions, I believe, that the vast majority of Missourians believe in, not abortion up until birth.
I would agree. I mean, what's the process like for how that wording gets decided? Is it the same process where, you know, someone comes up with it, but then a judge gets to just change whatever they want in it, basically?
Well, it's very similar to that. However, the legislature did pass an additional bill this year that granted me additional powers. And so those powers, I basically get three strikes. I get three tries to come up with that language before the court would decide. And so currently I'm under litigation for, I believe, this first round of verbiage that I actually put on the ballot.
Oh, so you've already come up with the first draft and they're reviewing that.
Yes. We've already come up with the first draft. Of course, I knew that I would get sued. It seems like no matter what the Secretary of State does, as far as language, there's always the opposite side that doesn't like the language and doesn't prefer the language and then files a lawsuit on that to try and change it.
Wow. Well, thank you for fighting the good fight. We certainly appreciate that because, you know, what I hope, Mr. Secretary, is that, and I talked to Lieutenant Governor yesterday about this, is that
yes.
I know we have a lot of well-to-do conservatives in this state. And if we don't come up with enough money to run competing ads in the radio and the TV markets in this state, I fear the same thing's going to happen again. We're going to get overwhelmed with millions of dollars of outside money flowing into Missouri.
Well, most certainly. I hope that does not happen. I know that the Senate and the House also passed Senate Bill, I believe it's 152, Senator Ben Brown, to actually say that, hey, foreign nationals can't donate to Missouri elections and Missouri election causes. So hopefully that will help some. But there is just so much dark money that can still come in from it seems like other nations, foreign interests, foreign companies, foreign nationals. But hopefully we can put a stop to that, although the money trail is very, very tough to follow many times.
Yeah, no kidding. They just donate it to somebody else, and then that person passes the money through for sure. You know, I did see, talking to Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, I did see where you were thanked by the U.S. Term Limits Group for your pledge on term limits and ensuring accurate ballot language.
Yes. You know, this is something that I championed when I was a member of the House, a member of the Senate, and I do believe that we should have term limits especially on Congress and on in D.C., and I'd filed several bills in order to try and do that. You know, we have members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that have been there 50 years, 50-plus years, and I know that you all have seen the footage and things where they literally had to wheel some congressmen or U.S. senators down to the floor and then whisper in their ear, yes, just vote yes or just vote no. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we do need term limits. And we have term limits on two of the statewide elected officials. Missouri actually put that on the ballot here in the past 10 years, and Missouri voters actually voted down putting term limits on the rest of the statewide officials. But we do have term limits on Missouri state reps as well as Missouri state senators. And I think the current system that we have is pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Well, we appreciate getting him on here this morning. And yeah, I hope we win this battle over the language, because that's going to go a long way toward people who have short attention spans and don't read the Mark Cox voter guide before they go to the polls. That's part of the problem. We need to fix that and get that thing more widely distributed so you know what you're voting for. All right, coming up, Ryan Wiggins. We'll find out what he thinks on the speech this morning by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. We'll be right back.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What we need to do is examine the entire Federal Reserve institution and whether they have been successful. There was fear-mongering over tariffs, and thus far, we have seen very little, if any, inflation. We've had great inflation numbers. So, you know, I think this idea of them not being able to break out of a certain mindset, you know, all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do.
Wiggins!
You know, I think I heard Annie Fry say that about you the other day, Wiggins.
Annie Fry says a lot of things about me, and none of them are true.
I don't know. I know he's at a desk here somewhere, but I don't really know what he does. I think I heard her say that.
I wouldn't be surprised. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and I don't like any of it.
I understand. I hear you, brother. Hey, good to have you on this morning. I know we got you on the phone here, and you were wondering what the hell Jerome Powell was going to say this morning, and I can't find it anywhere. He gave a speech,
you know what?
But it must have been a nothing burger.
It was a nothing burger. He was just giving opening remarks, and they all acted like this was going to be a big announcement, and then it was nothing. So, I think the reason why everybody's looking at him right now is because of the clips you were just playing. If you're following Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary right now, he is full court press on not just Jerome Powell, but the entire Federal Reserve.
Shouldn't he be? I mean,
yeah.
Like I said earlier, I'm no economist, and I'm proud of that. But I do know a little bit about the financial markets. I got a Series 7 license a few years ago, and I do understand how things work in this country. And it just seems odd that despite how well everything seems to be going, the Fed was quick to cut interest rates right before Joe Biden was trying to get reelected. And now that Donald Trump is president, they refuse to cut them.
It's politics. It certainly is. But the problem is that we don't really know. It's just like gerrymandering. You go, well, nobody likes gerrymandering, but then what's the alternative to the system that we have right now? And I'm as much as anybody, I'm like, yeah, end the Fed, let's do this thing. Scott Bessent's out here is talking about, the quote is, we need to reconsider the entire institution of the Federal Reserve. I love that. I like them thinking outside the box and all this stuff. The problem is, what he said recently is that it's possible that the Treasury Department, his department, could take over the role of the Fed. Now, this is big thinking, right? The problem is, in this administration, I'd be all for it. In a Democrat administration, these people would manipulate stuff like crazy. And the Federal Reserve already does this a little bit. But if you had a Biden in there with the head of the Treasury at his time, they would do things to only benefit themselves at the moment and dump off any problems on other administrations. So I don't know that that's the solution, but I do like that everything in Trump administration right now, it's all revolutionary thinking, because we have to think that way right now.
You don't see Jerome Powell resigning at all, do you? Doesn't his term end next year, middle or begin? Or I think it's either beginning or middle of next year.
Next year.
It ends next year, but the press on him right now, the full court press, is very interesting, because it's not just saying, yeah, hey, we're thinking about ending the Fed. You know, I don't know that they'll actually do that, but it's pressure. But the other thing that they've discovered about the Fed right now is that these guys, under Jerome Powell, over the last couple of years, have spent $2.5 billion renovating their own offices. Now, if you consider $2.5 billion, some people are saying, look, we've built stadiums in America for less than they're renovating the Fed offices.
Right.
So these are the people running our finances? Yeah, that's Anna Paulina Luna has actually referred it for criminal investigation. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Somebody needs to overlook that. It's like Bessent said, if it was happening in any other department, you'd order an audit, but we can't audit the Fed. And, you know, they for all this talk about keeping the Fed separate from presidential control and influence and all of that, is the secret, the dirty little secret is, it's never been free from that. It has never been free, but it's controlled by people who control the flow of money in the United States and around the world. And no matter who loses, they win. And no matter who wins, they win. There's no other way around that.
Yeah, and that's why when you hear Scott Bessent out there saying things, I think his quote was something like, the Treasury Department is capable of doing everything that the Fed is doing. you go, you know what? I'm listening. I'm not really opposed to you making some pretty big changes to these things. I know it would take a lot of work and a lot of congressional approval, but I'm not opposed to going down that road.
Yeah. Hey, listen, on a separate issue, while I got you on here, this Tulsi Gabbard situation and the bombshell she dropped this week on the Obamas and all of that. Listen to Jim Jordan yesterday, because all of these people are angry over what they got away with, what they tried to do to Trump, what they did do to General Flynn. I played a Hunter Biden bite here. Let me go to this. Hang on.
Well, I was just going to say, buy the book was just a CYA. That's all they were doing. Everyone understands that. But this is what they did was a template, because 3 weeks after they go up and try to set up President Trump on January 6, 2017, 3 weeks later, they were successful with General Flynn. They go in and set him up. Remember, Comey spoke later at a big forum. He said, yeah, we knew it was a new administration. We should have called the White House counsel, but we thought we could get away with it. They set up Michael Flynn and took him out. Same playbook. That is why what Tulsi did, referring this to the Justice Department, God bless her and God bless the Justice Department. They should look into this as a conspiracy for what it is. Thank goodness Cassie said the same thing. This has to happen, because this is where it all began.
Yeah, I think Jordan is spot on. How about you?
Yeah, I do too. I think this is a much bigger deal than the mainstream news is giving it allowance for. They are covering it a little bit, so I'll give them credit, but they're all running cover for Obama, of course. This is going to be a big deal. And what other things does this intertwine with, too? Because Tulsi Gabbard has been looking at, for months now, election fraud. They're actually sending out affidavits. I hope I'm using the right word. To states right now, 7 states have received word from Tulsi Gabbard that they need to look at their federal elections over the last, you know, 2 cycles at least. So there's a lot going on here behind the scenes, and all you need is whistleblowers to start coming out and going, uh-oh, not me, I'll be the first to squeal, and then it's all going to come apart. So I love it.
I mean, which states were those? Do you know any of them? Because that, I would just question whether they would actually do their due diligence to thoroughly look, to thoroughly investigate any potential issues.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, these are Democrat governors over a lot of these swing states,
right?
In Wisconsin and right now Arizona. Georgia's not, but it's, you know, these are squishy middle governors, because it's a lot of swing states. But those 3 are certainly on there. Nevada is. That's a Democrat governor. New Hampshire is also on that list. There's a couple more that I'm missing, but it's 7 total. And, you know, they have to comply. Now, if they start tampering with evidence, then you're talking about a different crime. So what they're going to get, I don't know, but they are looking into it. And Tulsi is looking. Here's the thing. She has said they're not just looking at vote fraud. They're actually looking at the machines themselves to see if they could be tampered with and if they were tampered with. And this is the first time they've ever actually done discovery on these things.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, we'll keep an eye on that for sure, and we'll be listening to Wiggins America. Remind people when they can hear that on the weekends, Ryan.
On the weekends, it's Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday evening 7 to 8.
And every day on the Annie Fry Show here from noon to 3. All right, Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, see you soon. Ryan Wiggins there, my office mate, who I get to see every day after the show.
I can't believe you didn't play him the Hunter Biden.
I thought about throwing it in there.
How difficult was it to not play that clip for him?
I struggled.
I think I played it
almost every segment today. I can't stop myself.
You just are going to play that on repeat now.
It is going to be one of my new drops, but I'm also going to play it for you again when we come back, primarily because if you're tuning in late, you might not have heard Hunter Biden dropping all those F-bombs yesterday, and we've got the edited version, the cleanest version we could get of the whole thing, where the guy just melts down. Imagine coming to the end of your rope and not being able to make any more money off the back of your dad, and he's angry with everybody. He's angry with Democrats. He's angry with Republicans. He's angry with the FBI. He's angry with his former business associates, all of them. And we'll get to that for you, I promise, in just a minute.
Like all these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance. And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are criminals.
Hunter Biden yesterday on the podcast interview he did with some YouTuber who's got like millions of listeners.
1.6 million followers. All gas, no brakes on YouTube. Never
dropping F-bombs. He's mad about immigration, I guess. I mean, how do the mules get your crack cocaine stuff across the border, your fentanyl, if you shut down the border? He's probably upset about that. Well, I'm sorry. He's on the wagon now. So he used to be upset about it. He's got a lot to be mad about, and not the least of which is he's there for advice. Like if you like had a question about this, you don't need a cookbook.
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. People think of crack as being dirty. It's the exact opposite. When you make crack, what you're doing is you're burning off all the impurities so that it combines with the sodium bicarbonate, which makes it smokable. That's all. You know, all of these actors and, you know, people in the past that talked about, they had a problem with cocaine and freebasing. They were smoking crack.
So straw on the stove is the same thing?
Not exactly, but close to it. You can go to your neighborhood convenience store and just get... Anyway, I don't want to tell people how to make crack cocaine, but it literally is a mayonnaise jar, cocaine, and baking soda.
It's never going to get old. He's given people advice on how to make cocaine during this podcast.
He says it's clean. I bet a lot of the crack addicts feel really good.
It's better for you than alcohol. Crack. Just so you know that.
Yeah.
It clearly makes you
not addicting at all.
It makes you clear-minded so that you won't forget you dropped off your laptop with all of your homemade porn videos on it and doing cocaine with prostitutes at a laptop repair shop somewhere in New Jersey. And then forget about it.
I just can't believe he went on and said that. I mean, Ethan, you brought up earlier how the craziest part is the guy seems pretty sober and clear-minded. Now, when you look at him on that podcast, he seems pretty sober. So I wish I could justify him saying the ridiculous stuff that he said, but you just can't. He just clearly is not with it.
He's mad at the world right now. Can't sell any photos. None of the people in the Ukraine or China are returning his phone calls because dad's comatose on a beach somewhere and dad's not doing him any good. You can't live off of the Biden name anymore. And I think he's a little panicked.
It looks like his art, by the way, was, you joked about it being abstract. It kind of was like trees and stuff and probably on crack when he painted
it. It's a glimpse inside of the mind of Hunter Biden. All right, here's the thing, Kim. I got fooled by this the other day, and I was very angry by it. I'm at Walgreens, and you know they got those little coolers up front where you can buy a cold drink. Mm-hmm. And I was hot outside, and I wanted something to drink. And I reached in, and I grabbed what I thought was a Coke. And I scanned it, and I got to the car and opened it up, and it was a cherry Coke.
Oh, it's even better.
And I wanted to spit it out the window because I hate cherry Coke. So the thing about it is you can't tell because the labels aren't that different than regular Coke. Like, you know what I'm talking about? I feel like if it's zero sugar or so, they're not
the
always
zero
that different.
Sugar ones
so here's my
different.
Concern. Pepsi is about to launch prebiotic soda. It's going to be a Pepsi. It's going to look like a 12-ounce Pepsi can, except it's going to have 3 grams of prebiotic fiber in it. So if you're not careful, I've seen the cans, you're going to drink a can of this and have to run to the bathroom. So you're going to have to be really careful moving forward.
Here's the thing. There's a soda that's really popular right now called Poppy, and they claim that it has prebiotics in it. I know a lot of girlfriends who will drink this, and I'm not saying it's not. It's probably better for you than like a Coke or a Sprite.
They just bought Poppy.
But it's bogus that they sit here and try to claim that it's healthy for you. I've heard that all the junk they put in there basically cancels out any sort of prebiotic benefit that you would get. So don't be drinking Poppy thinking like, oh, I'm so healthy and I'm drinking this to make sure I'm prebiotics.
It's going to be in their original cola, so you're going to have to really watch your labels before you buy a Pepsi moving forward. Just be careful, unless that's what you're looking for. Maybe that's what you're looking for. I don't want any surprises, if you know what I mean. All right, Kilmeade coming up next. We'll have the latest on what's going on up in Washington with Jerome Powell for sure. Stick around. We'll get to the Annie Fry Show after that, and then Mark Reardon Show this afternoon. We'll see you back here at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.